Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Joining us right now from Plymouth, Massachusetts, where 400 years ago, English settlers made a peace settlement with the Native Americans that gave birth to the Thanksgiving holiday that we know today. The president and CEO of C. Plymouth in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Lee Filson. Lee, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving from America's hometown.
And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I want to find out a little bit more about what goes on there in Plymouth, but let's just talk about Thanksgiving and the way that it has changed over the last 400 years.
Well, Thanksgiving has certainly changed a lot in terms of our taste buds. We all have these great, wonderful butterball turkeys to enjoy. Back when the Pilgrims arrived after that first long, hard winter where they lost half of their population, they had a great, bountiful harvest thanks to the Pokanoket tribe that had shown them how to plant in order to have better crops. And so they all came together. 90 of the Pokanokets and about 50 of the Pilgrims came together to celebrate that harvest. And what they would have eaten is wild turkey, which is a lot more gristly and stringy. It would have been boiled and a little bit of stuff thrown in to make it taste a little better. They would have actually had a lot of different meats, deer and fowl of different sorts, etc. But they would have enjoyed it as much as we enjoy our feast, because they felt like that they were so lucky that they had had such a bountiful harvest.
Yeah. What makes Thanksgiving so important?
Thanksgiving is important because it is a time for all of us to pause. It is a time for us all to come together at a table with family, with friends, with people that we may not normally have as guests, and create some good conversation, talk about it, argue about it, do whatever happens, but pause and take time to be grateful for everything that we have.
That's what it's all about. We're talking with Lee Filson. She's president and CEO of C. Plymouth in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which history tells us is where the first Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. Is that true?
Well, we think that it could be. James Baker has just written a new book about the rock that talks all about that. And he kind of says that it was freezing cold in the bitter winter wind, and people got on the shallop and came over. And, I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you rather have stepped on a rock to get to shore instead of wading through ice-cold, freezing water?
that's why the Plymouth Rock is so important. There was an archaeological dig. Did that reveal any new information about the Mayflower?
It did. It did, and it was very, very interesting. It revealed the fact that there were Pokanoket settlements right on the other side of the fencing that they had erected. It showed in areas where both cultures had worked together. They found shards of pottery, etc., from both cultures. And basically, from all the digging they did and all of the stuff that they dug up, they feel that that indeed they were much more interactive than originally believed.
You know, you think of places that you want to celebrate Thanksgiving. I mean, a couple that come to mind, Detroit does a pretty good job with our parade and the football game right afterward, when the Lions always play on Thanksgiving. I think New York City is probably a pretty exciting place to be on Thanksgiving with their parade. But as I think of it now, Lee, I can imagine that Plymouth, Massachusetts, probably does a pretty big Thanksgiving celebration, too.
Everybody should come here for Thanksgiving and enjoy where it all began, but we start the weekend before. Every year, the weekend before Thanksgiving, we have our USA Thanksgiving Parade, and it is ranked the number two parade in the country after the Macy's Day Parade around Thanksgiving time. But, of course, ours is a week before the Thanksgiving parades that you guys are all used to having. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful parade. The floats kind of take you through history. The floats aren't just about the Pilgrim's Landing, and there's a Mayflower in there and several other things like that. But with each float that comes along, you learn about a different part and different kind of history. It's very colorful, great fun. There's a little village near that's right on the road where the parade goes by the water, the little area there from 9 to 4. They've got games for kids. They've got all kinds of interactive exhibits to learn more about the Mayflower story. It's just a great time to come here and enjoy and learn about why this is such an American foundational story.
Boy, sounds fantastic. Where can we go for more information about Plymouth?
You can go to See Plymouth, SeePlymouth.com, and learn all about it there, and learn how to come here every single year if you can for a good vacation as well, because we have so much going on here, and it's worth it to come here and learn about why your lives are lived the way they are today and how that all got started.
Great way to learn about history right there in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Lee, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And again, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all your listeners, Paul. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.